From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's been nearly 3 months since Afghanistan held parliamentary elections, but the new parliament has yet to convene. Over the weekend, the country's two electoral bodies confirmed final results. But on the same day, Afghanistan's attorney general demanded the results be thrown out in favor of a full recount. Watching it all is Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who may have his own reasons for letting the crisis continue, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Candidates and voters from the September 18th elections have marched peacefully through Kabul regularly since Election Day, denouncing fraud, intimidation, and alleged manipulation of the results. And they've probably got good reasons. Afghanistan's electoral bodies threw out 25% of the votes cast and disqualified 24 candidates for fraud. Still, the electoral bodies and the international community endorsed a final vote tally, clearing the way for the new parliament to sit by next month. But there has been some pushback. We demand the nullification of the election results, said Deputy Attorney General Rahmatullah Nazai, citing the rights of those whose votes were disqualified. But many observers see ulterior motives. President Karzai has publicly leaned toward the Attorney General. Member of Parliament Fauzia Kufi, who won re-election, says Karzai's government is afraid of the new parliament.
We give him enough trouble, and so he doesn't want to continue having such trouble.
The results do look like trouble for Karzai, particularly because violence shut down the polling stations in many Pashtun areas. And Pashtuns, like Karzai, are the largest ethnic group in Afghanistan. With the current results, they've lost much of their power in parliament. But Fauzia Kufi says Karzai should inaugurate the new parliament before even more Afghans get disillusioned with democracy.
If President Karzai try to ignore this choice, then the other alternative will be Talibanization and more war to this country, which I don't think this nation is in a position to sacrifice.
The parliament is supposed to be at work, solving problems, not becoming a crisis of its own, says Nader Naderi, head of the Free and Fair Election Foundation of Afghanistan.
The Attorney General Office has no right to interfere in this process.
Naderi says Afghan law states that only the election commissions can rule on the election. But with a bit of Afghan perspective, he says, at least they're arguing about the law, not shooting.
And that's a step forward, and that needs to be acknowledged.
President Karzai's spokesman said today that he is not legally able to intervene in the dispute, which may mean it ends up in the Supreme Court, and that would almost certainly delay the new parliament from getting down to business. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.